This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. In trying to explain just how deranged and dangerous the left has become, I have to share with you what the University of California, Berkeley's student newspaper ran today. A series of articles written by students that claimed, that argued, that they are justified in killing anyone whose speech they don't like. They, after the UC Berkeley riots against Milo Yiannopoulos, where they set fires and they threw smoke bombs and they pepper sprayed a supporter and they smashed in windows and destroyed property, instead of apologizing for that behavior, they're now doubling down on it. And they're saying that essentially everyone in their minds should commit violence against people whose speech they don't like. This is the new position of the left. And I have to describe how they got to that, because you need to understand this twisted logic to truly grasp how dangerous these people are to the rest of us. So first, they say that anybody who speaks like Milo, who's a gay conservative activist, entertainer, and he goes on campuses and he uses profanity and points out the hypocrisy of the left. It's really quite hilarious. I'm a fan of Milo's presentations. It's really, really great to watch him. But on the left, they say anybody like that, or anyone who supports Trump, or essentially it comes down to anyone who is male or white or Christian or who loves America, that all of those people are so evil that they're basically grouped into a category that the left calls Nazis. And inside Nazis, you know, they have all the usual terms. You're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a homophobe, you're a xenophobe, you're an Islamophobe, you're a transphobe, blah, 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 on and on and on. But the bigger label of this group, according to the left, is Nazis. You're just a Nazi. Now that they've labeled you a Nazi, then they move to step two. Step two is to, of course, kill all the Nazis. And, well, wait a minute, hold on. I'm sorry, that's step three. Step three is killing Nazis. Step two is to then say that whatever Nazis are saying, that Nazi speech is a form of violence. This is key to understanding the left. This is what they've argued in the student newspaper at Berkeley, that when these people speak that they don't like, that their words are a form of violence. You got that? So they feel assaulted by the words, as if they were physically raped or physically attacked or beat up or shot. In their fragile snowflake minds, words physically hurt them. And so they consider words to be a form of violence. That's how insane they are. So now that they feel assaulted by the violent words, they then say it is within their right to fight back with, quote, preemptive violence to stop the violence of your words. And their preemptive violence means murdering you. And then they justify it all by saying they stopped the Nazis. Now, seriously, this is the new left. They've gone beyond being a bunch of unhinged, mentally deranged kooks. They have now become a cult of extremely dangerous zombies. It's a left-wing zombie cult. These leftists are super dangerous. They are being whipped up by the media, which is engaged in journal terrorism. And the media is deliberately trying to create as much hatred as possible in these left-wing zombies so that they can convince the left-wing zombies to commit these acts of violence and to even justify them. What you are watching here is the opening salvo of civil war. And it's a civil war that the left mistakenly thinks it wants, because it thinks it can win in sheer numbers. It thinks that you can just overthrow America by having enough young, delusional, paranoid leftists who are properly indoctrinated by colleges and programmed by the media to rise up and attack people they don't like. Sad for them, but they're going to lose that because there is something called the Second Amendment in America. And the Second Amendment is all of our common community defense against insanity. It could be government tyranny insanity, or it could be communist, leftist, uprising, zombie insanity, whatever you want it to be. If we need to defend our country and defend our liberties and defend our families and ourselves against violent assaults, all we do is we invoke the Second Amendment. So the Second Amendment means that the left won't succeed in their mind control zombie uprising, or whatever you want to call it, zombie cult bonanza. They're insane. Insane zombie parade. How about that? We the people are going to be able to stop their violence using the Second Amendment, the right to self-defense, defending lives, defending property, defending law and order, defending police, even. And defending our communities against these insanities. I just want you to know that this is now where we are. We have now reached this point in American history. And I need to tell you, if any of you listening to this are still, if you still consider yourself a Democrat, it is time to get as far away from Democrat as you can possibly get, because Democrats have become the zombie cult party, and they are going down. And they've become so insane that I think no ethical person really can be associated with them anymore. They are a danger to all of us. Secondly, if you're not yet pro-gun, you need to get on the pro-gun side of things. You need to have a gun if it's legal. You need to carry a gun if it's legal. Have a concealed carry permit or constitutional carry if that's respected in your state. You need to be away from the Democratic Party, and you need to be pro-gun. And you need to be trained on that, on some weapon of your choice in order to defend your life. Because now, we've now reached that point where the zombie left cultists are saying that they are justified in killing you to prevent you from speaking words that they consider to be violence against them. You got that? So if you use terms like libtard or leftard, or what other words that they consider to be hateful, which could be anything. If you just say that, in your opinion, you think marriage is a union between a man and a woman, for example, they consider that hate speech. They think they can kill you, and it's all justified in their minds. That's what it has come to. I just want you to be honest in recognizing that this is where we are at this point in history. And it's not just Berkeley. It's most of the California universities, by the way, and it's many universities elsewhere in the country, especially on the East Coast as well. Most of our college youth has been indoctrinated. They do not realize they are dangerous cultists. That's part of being a cult, is you don't realize you're in one. But they are in one, and the cult is being zombie controlled by the journal terrorists, CNN, and Rachel Maddow at MSNBC, and so on. And the zombie cultists carry out the orders they've been given to engage in acts of violence and hatred and intolerance and all the things they claim they oppose. That's what they actually are. So now they are a threat to America. They are a threat to our safety. They might be a threat to you personally. So stay safe. Make sure you can defend yourself and get as far away from the Democrat Party as you possibly can. Thank you for listening. You can hear more of my podcast at healthrangerreport.com, and be sure to check out two of our new websites, zombie.news and libtards.news, both of which you will find rather hilarious. Thank you. Take care.
Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty,
pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.